We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we got lots cooking. Phone number to join. It's going to be a quick show. 877-337-6666. The New York Giants have fired embattled offensive coordinator Jason Garrett in such a Jet-esque move. It's comical. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, buddy?
How are you, Craig?
I feel great because I've been on this team better than anyone in America. Yet again yesterday, told you they were going to get blown out.
You did.
The three you knuckleheads like, yep. I think they're going to keep it close.
I was a sucker.
Yeah. And the only touchdown drive they have is a five-yard drive after that rail. Crazy interception that goes off Mike Williams' hands. And you get one touchdown essentially for the entire game. So afterwards, Joe Judge, who stinks, decides, well, I better blame somebody else. So let me go ahead and blame Jason Garrett. And Jason Garrett deserves a lot of blame since he's been the offensive coordinator. But just walk me through this, because this is the part I don't understand, okay, Evan?
Yes.
This is the part that, to me, reeks of Jet-level incompetence, okay? The New York Giants just came off their bye week, did they not?
That is correct.
So essentially 2 weeks to get yourself ready for last night's game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, correct?
Yeah.
They had three wins going into it, and the offense has been brutal more or less the entire season, and going back to last season with Jason Garrett, who, yes, I was a fan of. I'll take the ownership of that. But they haven't scored 30 points since he got here, correct?
Yes, on offense, correct.
So if you believe that Jason Garrett is a problem, why not fire him going into the bye week, as opposed to firing him with now a short week in preparation for a division rival in the Philadelphia Eagles? That part of it makes no sense. Number two, everybody knows what this is. This is a throw somebody under the bus moment for Joe Judge. That's all this is. It's not my fault. It's his fault. Nothing more, nothing less. CYA, save your ass. Spelled with an S.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that's what it is.
I think the reason, because let's answer your first question, because I think that is a very fair thing to wonder about. The timing is not ideal. The timing is not ideal to hand the keys over to Freddie Kitchens now on a short week getting ready for Philadelphia. So let's tackle why they didn't fire him after the Raider game.
Yeah.
Because they had a good game plan for the Raider game. They ran the football well. They won the game. Yes, they didn't put up sexy offensive numbers, but they had just won two out of three games. And again, like you and I, we were both kind of complimenting the game plan of Jason Garrett, right?
And I'm going to do that again now for last night. We can argue, I'm sure we will, at some level here. Mm-hmm. Jason Garrett, when I list the problems of last night's game, just in a vacuum, last night alone,
right, fair enough?
Jason Garrett's not a top five problem for last night. Your offensive line was an embarrassment. Hernandez specifically, right?
He's terrible.
Your quarterback looked like he never played quarterback in the NFL, had happy feet like Boomer danced at the Waldorf 7 years ago, drunk, right? Your quarterback was terrible last night.
Yeah.
Galladay, who everyone's begging, how come he don't get the ball? You know why he doesn't get the ball? Because he doesn't know that the white lines on the sidelines are out of bounds.
He also makes business decisions when he's also played to block on that Kadarius Toney play.
Right, so the defense gave up 30. It could have been 50. Let's call it the way it is, okay? So when you start looking at, who's your best cornerback? Who's supposed to be the best defensive back the New York Giants
have? James Bradberry.
Yeah, James Bradberry's a joke right now compared to what you saw last year. So, again, you want to fire Jason Garrett? I'm good with it. The offense has sucked overall since he's been here. Guilty as charged. But last night's game was not a Jason Garrett problem. They didn't lose the game because of Jason Garrett. They lost it because of the things we just discussed. And, oh, by the way, undisciplined penalties at the worst time. That ain't Jason Garrett's fault. Oh, I'll do you another one. We're going to go for it on fourth down, but we don't break the huddle till there's 9 seconds left on the play clock, and then we try to quick snap a play to get the first down. And the question was asked of Joe Judge after the game. Why didn't you call a timeout? Because in that spot, fourth down, game is still manageable. You call the timeout, make sure everybody's on the same page, and let's go get the first down. I'm good with going for it. I'm not good with breaking out of the huddle with 9 seconds on the play clock and then quick snapping to try to get the first down in the manner they did. What did the head coach say? That was the plan. What? That was the plan? That was the plan. The plan? That was the plan? You should be fired too. Patrick Graham, you should be fired too. Dave Gettleman, you should be fired too. The fact that Jason Garrett is the scapegoat for essentially 5 years of incompetence is a joke. It is, and I'm not even a Giant fan.
Well, what are you complaining about? That Jason Garrett shouldn't have been fired today?
I'm saying,
or he should have been fired last week. I'm trying to keep up with
you. Going to fire him.
Yeah.
Fine, fire him. You fire him going into the bye week. It's just so stupid.
They were coming off a win, though, and you and I were lockstep in agreement that it was actually a good game plan that they had against the Raiders. Like, you're right that the timing sucks. I can't dispute that, Craig. It does. But sometimes you fire someone based on performance. And while you're right, I wouldn't pin last night's offensive struggles strictly on the back of Jason Garrett. A lot of it is. A lot of it is. When you have three wide receivers running to the same spot, we would probably say that's bad coaching.
Or not we'd say those are professionals. Yes. Don't know what the F they're doing.
And who do you blame for that?
I blame them. They're professionals.
Nah, come on. We always blame coaching when things look undisciplined and disorganized. We do, whether it's Joe Judge or Jason Garrett. So you're right to say the timing sucks. But can we all agree on this? Jason Garrett's done a terrible job.
Fine, I got no problem with that.
26 games he's
been
here.
I can accept that. That's fine.
Okay,
fine.
He deserved to lose his job. This was a bad offense. And here's the biggest indictment of this offensive coordinator. The quarterback got worse. And I remember making that point to you last year, and it continued this year. Daniel Jones' best moments as a quarterback in the NFL came in his rookie season with Pat Shurmur and Mike Shula running the offense. That can't even be disputed.
Yeah.
So he's gone backwards. So if you want to bitch about when when Jason Garrett was fired, sure. Should it have been after the Kansas City game? Should it have been after the game that they won against the Raiders? Should it have been after week one, week two? Fine. He could have been fired after any week this season. But we all have to agree he deserved to lose his job because he was bad and the offense went backwards under him.
It's just the Giants are a joke.
Yes,
they are.
I
want to be clear. And just so everything's on board, on table, we reached out to the Giants today. We requested to talk to John Mara. No. Dave Gettleman. No. Joe Judge. No. We put the calls in. We went to the highest levels of the executive branch of the New York Giants. No, no, and no. You know why? Because they're a clown show. The New York Giants have become a dumpster fire.
Agreed.
The likes of which us Jet fans can relate to.
We can relate to you, Giants
fans.
Yeah,
we get it. Yes. I feel bad for Giant fans because I know what it's like as a Jet
fan.
No,
misery loves company. Don't lie to them.
Huh?
Misery loves company.
Yeah, I said I can relate to
it. Yes, but you said you feel bad. Misery loves company.
Thus my feeling bad for them.
No.
I don't feel bad for them.
You don't.
I don't feel bad for you, Giant fans.
I know you too well.
I don't know what the hell he's talking
about. But you know what? You brought up a very good point that's not going to be talked about today, so let's just get it out of the way. Because it's going to be about Jason Garrett. It's going to be about this offense, and it's certainly going to be about this quarterback. That defensive performance right out of the gate last night was pathetic.
Oh, you don't on, like you don't like letting a team just move down the field, ping, 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 ping,
oh,
ping.
Yeah. Ping, ping, you ping, ping, like touchdown. Dude, this boggled my mind. On the first 12 first downs Tampa had, they gained at least 6 or more yards on every play.
Yeah.
Which means either Tampa just got a first down immediately, or it's 2nd and 2, 2nd and 3. You couldn't have a prayer to get off the field. Like, there were no third downs on Tampa's opening drive. None! Like, defensively? And you mentioned James Bradberry. I'm glad you brought him up. Whether it's the missed tackle on Mike Evans, whether it's his pathetic coverage, I think it's fair to question his effort. You want to question James Bradberry's effort? Go ahead. And I got another guy I'm going to question the effort of. You'll like this, Craig. This is up your alley. Caring, giving up on the field.
Sure.
I'm an expert on this because we watched Adam Gase.
Go ahead.
Do you remember, and maybe you tuned out, maybe you didn't, when the New York Giants were down 30-10 with 7 minutes to go?
Uh-huh.
Game's over. 4th and 5 from their own 30. The New York Giants decided to punt. When you punt, you're putting up the flag that says I'm out. Now, if you say, Evan, it doesn't matter, here's why you're wrong. 4 minutes later, with 3 minutes to go in the game, same score, down 30-10, they went for it on 4th and 16 from their own 40.
Right.
The point is, with 7 minutes to go in this game, your head coach quit. Your head coach said, I guess we're done. Let's just go home. Why? There's no explanation for that. If you want to say it's minor, maybe it is. Maybe it doesn't matter. You're already down 30-10. But that pisses me off as a fan.
I've seen
it with Adam Gase. I saw it last night with Jason Garrett and the head coach, Joe Judge, led by Joe Judge. You gave up. You said, we lost. Let's just go home.
Yep.
Pathetic.
I agree. The whole thing, listen, the whole night was pathetic. And now, you know, everyone kind of knew that Garrett was at best on thin ice after the way Joe Judge threw him under the bus last night. So much for being a leader of men. So much for being a team guy. He couldn't have thrown Garrett under the bus any faster than he did last night. Listen, you want to fire him, fire him. I have no emotional connection to Jason Garrett. I think a lot of Giant fans will now look back and go, we never wanted him anyway. He was the Dallas Cowboys head coach. Right. And what did he do with them? So I respect that. But here we are. We are at another crossroads for this clown show, franchise known as the New York Giants.
We always talk about what you're going to do about it, that great Clint Capela line. So specifically, as the New York Giants are struggling this season, what were they going to do about it? And the answer is not to fire the GM in the middle of the season, because what does that do? Even firing the head coach in the middle of the season. The thing you do to try to spark a football team is you fire coordinators. You change who's calling plays.
Yeah.
Now, if your issue is the timing of it, okay, we could debate what week it should have happened. Look, I give credit to a coworker, Maggie Gray. I'm going to give credit to her. I know she hates you, but maybe she likes me.
Maggie and I have a great relationship.
Anyhow.
No, not anyhow.
I'm just kidding.
Maggie and I have a wonderful relationship.
Maggie Gray said something
just
on
because she had a game-winning hit against me in softball. Does not mean she doesn't like me. We get along famously.
Maggie, I give her credit. 2 weeks ago, after the Giants beat the Raiders, she said, fire Jason Garrett. Now, I disagree. As a sports fan, I disagreed because I liked Jason Garrett's play calling that day. But she said, hey, there's a bye coming up. Yeah. This is the time to do it. I give her credit for that. She turned out to be right because Jason Garrett's play calling last night, we can disagree about this later, in my opinion, was bad. And the overall performance of him has been bad. So we can quibble on the timing of it, but would you go on record right now as saying the New York Giants had to do something?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. Yes or no?
The season's over, so whatever.
Should they have fired Jason Garrett at some point this season, Craig?
Sure.
No. That's not even an answer.
I mean, I don't blame Jason Garrett. I don't. Well, I think when you have an offensive line, that's a turnstile,
you know what?
And you have a quarterback who clearly was skittish last night.
He was bad last night.
He threw the ball to Price. Like, what? He's not even eligible. Like, what are you doing?
Here's the problem.
Let me be clear.
Yeah.
I have no problem. You want to fire Jason Garrett? Fire him. Great. He's done. Ooh, guess what? Your team still sucks. Your offensive line sucks. Sorry. They suck. Your defense sucks. So to me, the only answer, and not today, I'll be fair about that, when this season ends after the second Sunday in January, which is when it's going to end, the wild card's a joke. You think this team's going 6-1 in their last seven games? Please.
No, Freddie Kitchens did lead Freddie as an interim and offensive coordinator team to 5-3 over his last eight games.
Okay, yeah, hold on to that hope.
No, I don't think that's going to
happen. They're not going to the playoffs. You know why? Because they suck. That's it. It's
so what are you going to do about it? So what are you going to do about it?
Now, this is me.
I'm asking you.
There's only one answer, and everybody's gone. Peace out.
Quarterback two.
The quarterback, whoever the new GM's going to have to decide what he thinks about the quarterback.
Well, what do you think? Because you know what?
I think you got to draft the quarterback.
Okay. That's the answer. Because look, you and I have talked about this quarterback for a year since we've been on the air. And what I've said recently is I'm on the fence. I don't know. And then what we've also said is, wow, if you don't know in year three, maybe he's not your answer. Here's the way I felt last night, and I feel this way this afternoon. He's not the freaking guy. There's going to be moments where you realize the coach isn't the guy, the quarterback's not the guy, and it all happens at different moments. For me, Joe Judge was not the guy after the Kansas City game. I remember saying that to you. It's over for Daniel Jones. He's not the guy here. He's not.
I agree.
Time to move on.
I got a question for you.
What?
Who do you think fired Jason Garrett?
Joe Judge.
You think Joe Judge went 100%. To Gettleman and the Maurers and said,
yes.
Because don't forget, the Maurers love Jason Garrett.
Yes.
Love him.
Yes.
They damn near made him their head coach a couple years ago.
Yes.
They love him.
Yes, Joe Judge.
Joe Judge said, he's the reason we suck. Fire him.
Yeah, he's trying to save his own ass. Yeah,
bingo.
No doubt.
Bingo,
no,
bango.
He's got, look, the only way Joe
Bing
Judge
bong.
Can keep his job is by showing, and this may not be enough, by the way, so I apologize, Giant fans, but is by winning some football games. By seeing some progress. Otherwise, Gettleman's gone. Let's not even waste our breath with this. He's gone.
Right, but my point about that is, if we agree you're going to bring in a new general manager, that new general manager, we've been through this a million times.
Should bring in a coach.
Has to be allowed.
That's fine.
Because one of the things Joe Judge will tell you is that Jason Garrett was never my guy. I was forced,
He was.
Jason Garrett was forced upon me.
He was.
He wasn't my guy.
He's right.
Right. Okay, so whoever the new GM is, and let's hope we're not asking Ernie Accorsi to conduct a search for us.
We will.
Or any other, Bill Parcells connected, former Giant dude.
Well, hold on. Would you rather John Mara conduct the search?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't
then
know who.
Then who?
Exactly. Yeah. By the way, I hate to say because I do have a lot of respect for John Mara. I do. John Mara is a Wilpon right now.
Oh, last
John
6 years?
John Mara is Jeff Wilpon right now until he's not. And I know that carries weight with those guys, and he despises it, and he's probably kicking garbage cans about that right now. You are Jeff Wilpon right now in the moment. Now, you could change that, and you could tell me about your two Super Bowls in the moment. You're Jeff Wilpon. What are you going to do about it? To quote...
I love that line. It's so beautiful.
Well, listen, we'll get all your calls. I know you guys want to react to it. And we are the exclusive place in New York for Giant fans to react to stuff. Quick reminder, a little later on in the program, we'll be telling you about some of the items that are available for this year's Hungerthon. And we'll bring one of the gals from Hungerthon in here just to keep everything real and in real time. That is Thanksgiving week. There are those who are less fortunate than you who don't know where their next meal is coming from. And as we've done since I've been a part of this station, and Evan as well, we participate in a Hungerthon to raise money so those food banks and those churches and Meals on Wheels type places are able to get food for those who need it. So that will be coming up throughout the program as well. Your calls, of course, are coming up. It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. Write down the date, November 23rd. The day the music died. And I'll be singing
bye,
Mr. Jason Garrett. Bye. Yeah, the whole thing. Bye.
You love Jason Garrett.
Jason Garrett's going to come back in. You will rue the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to try to do that well today. We'll get all your calls coming up. Breaking news, we got it for you right here on the Fan.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Last night's his fault.
Quarterback going backwards, whose fault is that?
Yeah, matter of fact, I think global warming is his fault as well. That's what I think.
Stop trying to defend the guy, though. Because
you
wasn't...
You saw Will Hernandez last night?
He was terrible.
That was Jason Garrett's fault?
No. We're not.
You saw the quarterback last night? That's Jason Garrett's fault?
Yeah, the quarterback going backwards, yeah. I think you have to, man.
Oh, yeah,
Daniel Jones as a rookie with Pat Shurmur and Mike Shula running the offense. Yep. That is best year. You can't deny that.
Yep. What about those hog mollies that Gettleman was going to get 4 years ago? Did that? When did five years ago?
It's awful, but you're deflecting it into a defensive Garrett, which I'm surprised about because...
I know. I'm not defending Garrett.
You sort of are.
You, just because Joe Judge is using Garrett as the scapegoat doesn't mean that all you guys should just jump on board and say, well, we got rid of the problem.
No, no. He's been a bad offensive coordinator.
Fair enough. But he ain't the only problem.
Of course not.
And since it seems like it was based on last night's game... Going over last night, guys, I'm hearing something in my ear here, and it's really frustrating.
Yeah, I'm hearing it too. Fix it, Big Mac.
Based on last night's game, Jason Garrett wasn't problem number one. That's all I'm saying.
All right, well, let me ask you this real quick. When you look at this entire giant issue, not just last night.
Yeah, all right.
Like, their issue is this season of being 3-7. Number one issue is what?
Joe Judge, the head coach.
See, I would agree. I would disagree. I think it's Dave Gettleman.
Fair enough. I'll give you that. Okay. I have no argument with you on that.
But you're not firing the head coach right now. You're not doing it. You may do it at the end of the year.
Well, why not?
Same thing with the GM.
Freddie Kitchens is so good. He was the Browns coach. Make him the head coach.
No. Yeah, because he was a great head coach. He was a better interim offensive coordinator.
Because here's the thing, and I'm arguing with some guy on Twitter right now about Joe Judge, and here's what I don't understand. For those of you that think I'm grinding the axe with Joe Judge or I hate Joe Judge, yeah, I'd like to win. The teams I root for don't win. And they don't. I'm sorry. My teams don't win. So I know what this is like. So I'm in very familiar territory. What I'm trying to figure out is, for those of you that think I'm too tough on Joe Judge, what do you like about him? Like, what has Joe Judge done that I'm missing?
Because
if I'm missing it, I'll own that.
I can't speak for every Giant fan, but here's the impression I'm getting. And correct me where I'm wrong. No one's defending Joe Judge. No one's defending Dave Gettleman. No one's defending the defense last night. But it feels like you're defending Jason Garrett by talking about everybody else.
Because
Jason Garrett was a problem.
They're all a problem.
Yes, but he wasn't a good offensive coordinator.
Patrick Graham's a good defensive coordinator?
Last year he was.
What's last year do for me? Nothing.
Yeah, Patrick Graham has done a better job working for the New York Giants than Jason Garrett has.
Maybe a year ago. Not now. This defense sucks.
Hold on.
To be fair,
yes.
You talk about how the quarterback Danny Jones has regressed.
Yes.
Okay. Fair. I don't disagree. We're in lockstep on that. The defense hasn't.
The defense has regressed same coordinator.
Pardon me.
Jason Garrett's offense regressed from a different coaching staff.
So the defense has regressed.
This year?
Yes. Patrick Graham didn't get fired yesterday.
He will at the end of the year.
Probably, too. How about you see him yelling last night?
Yes.
Yelling and screaming at people. Ain't nobody listening, though.
Dude, the defense was awful last night. There was miscommunication.
Here's what I'll say to you.
It was just a mess.
Here, this sums up the Giants' crappy 2021 season. And I can give it to you in two particular manners, if you allow.
Okay.
Yes? It says a lot about the Jason Garrett offense that the only guy to get open in the end zone was your left tackle who hasn't played in over a month.
Right.
Okay.
And that left tackle has more touchdown passes than your highest paid receiver.
Yeah. And Tony, by the way. combined. Okay. And then on the flip side of that, it says all you need to know about the Giants defense that Tom Brady ran right up the middle and even leapt over a guy for a 7-yard first down gain. That's it.
And then Tom
folded up right then and there.
And then Tom Brady acts as if he just cured every disease known to man, plus won 12 Super Bowls with his reaction.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. 44-year-old Tom Brady ran for a first down against Patrick Graham's defense, and Patrick Graham didn't get fired.
No. See, they're doing it again, dude.
Woo!
Bro. The problem is this is coming across, whether you mean it or not, as a defensive Jason Garrett.
I'm not defending him. I don't care that he got fired.
In the last 2 years, going back to 2020, the start of the 2020 season, Garrett's time as offensive coordinator, the New York Giants have scored the fewest offensive touchdowns in football.
Yeah.
You know who's close to them at 31?
Jacksonville.
The Jets!
Oh, damn it.
And it's still off by a little bit. So you're not just looking at last night. Don't fall into that trap because you make a good point when you bring up the game last night. If we want to break down the game, it's not all Jason Garrett. I agree with you.
Good.
But when you look at his time here, there's no defending this.
That's fine. I got no problem with that.
Okay, good.
I got no issue with that. Right. I don't even care that he got fired. I'm not a Giant fan. I'm just reacting to it and just giving you a different stance on it than anyone else that you're going to listen to. Because it's very easy to go, yeah, all right.
Your stance is
we
to blame
got rid of the bad guy. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But your stance is to blame everyone else.
I think they all should be fired. They all suck.
In due time.
And when we reach out to the owner, who's now pulling a Woody Johnson these days, and he's not available to talk to nobody, but he's okay to kick garbage cans everywhere. Okay, sorry. So sorry. Not sorry. Sorry. Not sorry. Sorry. Not sorry. Welcome to our world, John fans. This is what it's like. Now you know. Now you are well aware of what our lives have been like as Jet fans. Welcome aboard the train. Choo-choo! Jimmy's in West Babylon. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Been waiting to talk to you guys. Glad you're back.
All right.
Glad you're back.
Thank you.
I like you better at 2 o'clock. It's so much better.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. So does my family.
The whole team should be fine. Who is judged to fire anybody?
Right.
So what's getting me is 3rd down and 10, you finally get Brady where you want him. You're 10 yards off, and you're backpedaling 10 yards in the red zone, 1st down. It's just the whole team is a disgrace. I can't handle it. You guys are dead on about this team right now.
Well, and I think maybe last night's the last straw. I don't know. I mean, clearly, if you fire Jason Garrett, how could anyone feel like they have any job security?
You shouldn't.
Right.
You shouldn't.
Including the head coach. I don't know what you guys see in this dude.
He's so right. He named the play. So right after they failed on that 4th and 1, which was brutal, and that was a mess from jump. And you're totally right that after the game, Joe Judge acts like it was part of our strategy.
Yeah.
Our strategy is to look like a mess and disorganized. But if you recall, the Giant defense actually made a play, and they set up a 3rd and 11. And if they get off the field right there, Craig, they get the ball right back. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And the defense gave Tom Brady an hour and a half to cook, to bake a meal, and find a wide-open Mike Evans across the middle. That was a killer. And that was the story of the game. They never put a paw on Tom Brady all night.
How about the fact that the slowest tight end in the league, who everyone knows who he is, Gronk, actually, it's one thing to get open. I got a 5-yard button hook, let's say, because he's such a big target. Okay, I can accept that. It's going to happen, right? But how does Gronk run 40 yards down the field and no one knows where he is? We forgot about him?
You're brutal. Dude, you are right about this. Here's where you're right. Let's not forget on this day where Jason Garrett's been fired, we're talking about the future of the quarterback, let's not forget how beyond pathetic this defense was last night.
I feel bad for the Garrett family today. You may not have seen this, but I believe that Jason Garrett was not the only Garrett fired today, Evan.
Another Garrett was fired?
Yeah. So John Garrett, Jason's brother, has been the Lafayette head coach. And in his time there, he has gone 15-33.
Wow.
Including 3-8 this year. So Lafayette announced, I guess late yesterday, I only saw it today, that John Garrett has been fired as well. So the Garrett family having a tough, tough Thanksgiving this year. Tough Thanksgiving. And I'll tell you another little ditty about the Garrett family you probably don't know, Evan.
What else? Who else got fired today?
No, I find this fascinating myself, of course.
What?
That Jason Garrett and John Garrett and Jill Garrett and all the other Garretts, they all have the J first initial.
Ah.
And there's like 9 of them.
I think because the dad's name is Jim Garrett. So Jim said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to name all my kids with the letter J.
Not only that. So Jim Garrett married Jane Garrett.
Oh, so that was a real thing.
Okay, follow this.
Yes.
Jim and Jane have Judd.
John.
Jennifer. Jim the third.
Yeah.
Janine. Jane. Jill. And Jason. Yeah. There's 8 Garretts. They're all J Garretts.
They went all in on the J, man. All in on the
now,
J.
Now, Jason Garrett married a gal named?
Jill.
Brill.
Built me up for another J.
Yeah, I thought it might be another J also, but apparently it's not. I wonder when we'll hear from him.
Who, Jason Garrett?
Yeah.
When he gets his next job coaching.
Yeah, that's one of those weird things. Like, you kind of keep your mouth shut because if you come out and start ripping dudes, you become less hireable.
Look, and also, if you're Jason Garrett, what is there to say? Like, sometimes the numbers speak for itself, and sometimes you can't argue about it.
What if he said this?
This was a bad offense.
What if he was like this? Listen, I take ownership. We didn't score 30 points in a single game. Right. Our offense, they even put the stat up there. Their red zone offense, 44% of all their trips in the end zone are a touchdown, which is the
worst
by far.
Most of their points come from field goals. Yeah.
No, right. So wouldn't it be great, though, if Garrett came out and said, listen, I've been around a long time. I've been blessed to have the coaching career that's been afforded to me, both by the New York Giants the last couple of years and prior to that, the Dallas Cowboys. I got to play in this league. I got to eat, right? I'm in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, in my lifetime, I've never met a head coach who spoke in tongues more than this clown.
You won't do that.
More than this clown that the New York Giants have running their operation right there.
He won't do
right
that.
Right there.
He won't do
right
that.
There. Right there. Uh-huh. Okay. He's not going to do that?
No.
Can you get why? No joke. Thomas, you have one job today and only one job, all right? No matter what else you do today, do this for me. As a personal request, get me Mark Colombo on the show today.
This is the day for him.
Today's the day.
He may go to town. A year has gone by. Maybe today's the day Mark Colombo says, all right, let me tell you the true story of Joe Judge.
Yeah. And don't give me things to read that I can't read, all right? Give those things to Evan. Sheesh, like your first day on the job. Here's Harry in Stamford, Connecticut. Harry, how are you?
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
And our pleasure. So, thank you for taking the time to call us.
So, Evan, you've been touching upon this. In his first year under Shermer, DJ was actually like a confident quarterback.
Yes.
He looked like the future. But then the past two seasons, he regressed rapidly. So pretty simple question. Do you think he's regressed so much under this coaching staff, not just Garrett, that he'll never return to the form that we saw?
Your question is a great answer to why they had to fire Jason Garrett. This is the third year of Daniel Jones, much like Sam Darnold had 3 years here. It's very difficult to go into the fourth year with an unknown young quarterback, because at some point, you've got to know the answer. So I think a part of bringing in Freddie Kitchens or promoting Freddie Kitchens is to see. Like, if Daniel Jones shows significant progress and looks like the guy we saw his rookie season, then maybe the discussion is different going into the offseason. That's why sticking with the same old, couldn't happen.
It's also why it's so frustrating watching Daniel Jones play, because let's be fair about it. The games like yesterday make you think, we got to get rid of this guy. We got to start with a new quarterback. He has had moments where you're like, wow. Dude can play.
But you know what?
And that's the problem. Year three, you have to have more of those moments.
Craig, here's the problem. And this, I don't know if this is going to boggle your mind. Maybe you're not going to care. If you compare Daniel Jones's 37 games with the New York Giants to Sam Darnold's 38 games with the Jets, you're going to see a mirror image of each other.
Okay, then he's got to go.
And I'd argue Daniel Jones had much better weapons.
I would argue that too, yes.
And that's a problem.
Big problem.
We all pretty much agree, time to move on from Sam. Yeah. You certainly were kind of the president of that. He stinks. He's
the worst quarterback I've ever seen.
Daniel Jones is 11-25. Sam Darnold was 13-25.
Yeah.
Sam threw 45 touchdown passes. Daniel's thrown 44 touchdown passes. And Daniel's turned the ball over more. Sam with interceptions. Daniel with the fumbles.
Right.
Like, those are the results, and those are tough to argue sometimes.
Here's the deal. You're not getting the first pick in the draft because Detroit's got the lock hold on that. But you may have the second pick in the draft. Possible. It's on the table for them right now. You may have the third. Worst case scenario, I think, would be fourth, but looks like third or fourth, maybe even second.
To do what?
Well, based on nights like last night, based on those stats that you just gave, which are can't be argued, they're irrefutable. The New York Giants got to go get a quarterback.
And where are they getting it?
You got to get in the draft.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think
you
so.
You want Russell Wilson
no,
to come
No, I'm not telling
someone
you.
Someone like that.
Look.
Is that what you're saying?
The New York Giants, the way they're built right now,
yeah.
And I don't want to hear about, well, they can't acquire a quarterback because of the cap. There are guys you can cut to give yourself cap room.
Yeah,
okay?
I agree with you on that.
So that's not the complication.
You have a guy in mind or no?
Yes. Any of the veteran quarterbacks that become
that's
available.
That's a cop-out. Who's your guy?
Of course it's Russell Wilson.
He's
everybody's
not available.
Guy. He will be available.
Okay, now let's play
that
out.
The Seahawks are falling apart. The head coach, did you see Pete Carroll on Sunday?
He's like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Crying like a baby?
Yes.
He admitted he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't take losing well.
Now let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why would a guy like Russell Wilson ever come to a clown show like the Giants?
Because he wants to come to New York. That's why.
I think it's overrated these days. And from a marketing standpoint, you don't need that.
And you know what's crazy, Craig? I was about to call you Bro and Craig. I mixed it together.
Craig's good. Bro's good. Dude, I accept that once
You don't like Crow if I mix it together?
Crow's all right, too.
Seriously, if you took Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson, any of the available quarterbacks, and I think we'd agree, maybe not Rodgers, but those guys are going to be available, and you put them with this offense, with this exact offense, yeah, with this exact offensive line.
Right.
What would happen?
They'd be better.
They'd be significantly better.
Then I've got your answer.
Go get a quarterback, a real one.
Okay, you're picking the Bears pick to Houston for Deshaun Watson. Case closed.
Yeah,
problem
I think that,
solved.
When you brought this up a month ago,
I've been saying it for a while.
Yeah, and I said you got to give it time. If you've come to the conclusion, and this is me personally as a football fan, I don't think Daniel Jones is going to be the guy here. All right, last night was my watershed moment. That's it. He's just not the guy. My opinion, maybe there's some Giant fans still holding on. You have a right to. If you have moved on from Daniel Jones, I would much rather go get an established star, not a stopgap. Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson are not stopgaps. They're not. They're real quarterbacks. They're stars in this league. I would rather do that than play the stupid dance that the Giants have played for 3 years, that the Jets have played for 50 years, and that's... let's draft a guy. Let's develop him. Let's hope for the best.
So I'm giving you, right now, I can tell you as a fact, you can go get Deshaun Watson. Give up your two first-round picks. You've got your franchise quarterback.
I'm doing my due diligence.
No. Yeah, I'm telling you right now.
I'm involved.
You give up two top 10 picks, you've got your franchise quarterback for the next decade. It's done. Like, if you're a Giant fan, the Dolphins screwed the pooch on that. They didn't get him. He's available.
Yeah.
The Texans will take you two first-round picks. Let's go.
I'm going to try not to move the two ones, but I'm in that discussion. Because
you have to be in that discussion.
And would you agree that's more appealing than playing the quarterback lottery game of the draft?
Yeah, I do. And I'm using Deshaun because we know what he is.
And Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson to a lesser extent.
Why?
Because of his age.
Oh, because he's 33?
Because, yes.
He could play till he's 40. I got 7 years of him.
I don't know if he can, and I don't know that he'd want to. And he's in a position, they both are actually, because Deshaun's got a no trade. Deshaun Watson would accept that trade in a finstant, which, as you know, is quicker than an instant. So there you go.
I'd never heard finstant.
No, it's quicker than an instant.
Really?
It's a finstant.
A finstant?
A finstant is quicker than an instant.
Huh.
You didn't know that? You never heard that?
Never.
How about this? Have you heard that you can watch the Brooklyn Nets and the Boston Celtics in a suite hosted by Evan Roberts on February 24th? And while doing so, raise money for a very worthy cause. It's Hungerthon 2021. So it's you and 8 friends, so 9 of you, will watch the Nets and the Celtics, and get this, Evan, from a catered suite.
That means I'm leaving a massive tip.
Right now, the high bid on that is about $5,700.
Really?
So how about that, Ev?
Wow. Well, I got a special surprise. I have formally signed our boss, Spike Eskin, to join us. So if you have any programming issues or complaints.
Unless it's about me.
Unless it's about Craig or me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spike is going to sit, and he's a great basketball fan, so you'll have a good time with him.
So this particular auction item will close today at 3:30. So you got about 45 minutes to go. To make a donation of any size, log on to hungerthon.org or call the following number, 1-800-5, and then the word hungry, 1-800-5-HUNGRY. Other things that are available for auction today, you can come in with a few people and watch Evan and I broadcast our show live from our studios here. That's over $2,000 right now. You can broadcast with John Sterling and Susan Waldman.
Wow.
What are you people doing? And get 4 tickets to a Yankee game.
What if the person who wins that bidding
is me?
Says, well, you, or gives it to you and says, you know what?
Yeah.
I want you to do it for me, Craig.
I would be your Huckleberry and say yes to that. Hi, Susan.
Hold on. I'm bidding on it now.
How you doing, baby?
Let me go bid on it.
That's what I would do. It's at $2,100.
Nice.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you, sweetheart. And there's a lot of other items up for auction. Plus, you can go to hungerthon.org/voice, and you can have one of us, your favorite on-air personality, record a voicemail for you. Many of them are sold out. Evans is not yet. So if you want...
Who wants my voice?
Clearly not that many people.
Nobody.
Mom sold out. Boomer sold out. Maggie sold out. Gio sold out. You have not sold out yet.
Yeah. Not yet.
But You will.
I don't know if I will.
All right. We'll get back at it with you on the phones as well. 877-337-6666. You have a rare opportunity this offseason to go get a franchise quarterback. Whether you think it might be Russell Wilson, whether it could be Deshaun Watson, you've got the draft capital in a manner you normally would never have. Two top 10 picks. Are they worth it? And, of course, your just emotional, guttural reaction to the New York Giants using Jason Garrett as a scapegoat, which is very much like we've seen in the past in historical moments, Evan. As you know, when someone is the leader of men and can't get the job done, so what do? They blame other people. They point the finger. And as I've always said, Evan, when you point the finger at someone, there's three fingers pointing back at you. That's just my cliche of the day.
It's actually not bad.
You like that one?
It's kind of true.
I think I learned that in rehab. Well, just it's one to grow on.
My favorite part is when you actually counted the fingers to make sure it was three. That was my favorite.
You gotta make sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.